Talks Radio.
720 WGN.
Uh-huh.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Hawk
Chicago
Opedia.
We may get a fracas here before it all ends.
A what?
So, remember you said yesterday, like, don't trust Wikipedia?
Yeah.
But you can trust the Hawkopedia.
Of course.
Okay.
If you're involved, I trust it.
And we... Thank you very much. And we have a sponsor also for the Hawkopedia.
It is a, it's brought to you by Freshwave, the official deodorizer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Freshwave.
Right. Kind of a serious edition of the Hawkopedia this morning about Matt Olson. You've been hearing about 10 days now about Matt, young man from Minnesota who suffered a severe spinal cord injury last month while playing junior hockey for the Chicago Cougars. It left Matt, 20 years old, paralyzed from the shoulders down and unable to speak. About 10 days ago, the Blackhawks and the Wild announced a joint effort along with their broadcast partners, including WGN Radio, to help raise money to help Matt and his family. You've probably heard the announcements here on WGN about the online auction, which began last Sunday. The Blackhawks and Wild each donated special items like trips on the team planes, a chance to suit up for the day at practice, other really unique items which are open to bidding right now at chicagoblackhawks.com/MO3 right through noon tomorrow. There's also a link on that site for Matt's GoFundMe page. Now, tonight, the Blackhawks and the Wild are dedicating the game to Matt Olson. Members of Matt's family, his brother, his grandfather, and his cousin will make the traditional Let's Play Hockey call. Before the opening faceoff, players from both teams will be wearing special stickers on their helmets to show their support for Matt. Parents and hockey players from Matt's high school will be selling programs at the XL Energy Center, and the proceeds will be donated to the fund set up for Matt. Now, earlier this month, Matt was visited by the Blackhawks' Andrew Desjardins and Andrew Shaw, who delivered a hockey stick to him. It was autographed by the league's top goal scorer, Alex Ovechkin of Washington, who was signed to Matt, "Stay strong, best wishes." Now, so far, the GoFundMe page to raise money for what are expected to be huge medical costs shows funds raised over $130,000. That's great. That's still well short of the goal of $500,000. So tonight, the Blackhawks and Wild may be furiously trying to beat each other to win a game, but working together off the ice for something much bigger. And that's our Hawkopedia for today.
And I do want to mention very quickly that you can bid on these. You can still bid on these great rare opportunities, traveling with the team on the to a road game on the plane, being a player for the day. You can do that at WGNradio.com/events, where you can do your bids. And you can also find information on how you can donate so that they can hit that $500,000, because, I mean, medical bills in this day and age are incredible.
Yeah. The GoFundMe page, the website has a link to that. You can also send words of support to Matt and his family, and I know they would be greatly appreciated.
So all that stuff you can find at WGNradio.com/events, WGNradio.com/events. You've got till noon tomorrow to put in your bids for the auctions, but you can give anytime you want to the GoFundMe page. And all that information right now is at WGNradio.com/events. This is really amazing that these two teams are working together on this.
I'm trying to think of a parallel in professional sports.
I was too.
And I'm not sure I can come up with one. I mean, I'm sure it's happened, and leagues get together and have bonded together on certain charitable efforts. But for two teams to partner like this, I think it really is unique.
It is. It really is. So go to WGNradio.com/events and help out what you how you can.